I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, as our international briefing continues, we'll head to Mexico to find out whether the arrest of the last known leader of a gang responsible for multiple kidnappings across the country will do anything to stem the kidnapping epidemic. That's in just a few minutes. But first, we continue our conversation about Secretary Hillary Clinton's trip to Africa. She began in Kenya, where she spoke at the annual trade forum tied to the U.S.-Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, which was passed 9 years ago to encourage more trade with African countries.
You know that too often the story of Africa is told in stereotypes and cliches about poverty, disease, and conflict. We can't seem to get past the idea that the continent has enormous potential for progress. Too often the media's portrayal is so much less than that. But such notions are not only stale and outdated, they are wrong. Africa is capable and is making economic progress.
We wanted to take a closer look at that progress, the role of foreign investors like the U.S. and China, and how the global recession is affecting African economies. Joining me now to talk about all this is Todd Moss, Senior Fellow and Director of the Emerging Africa Project at the D.C.-based Center for Global Development. He's a former Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of African Affairs at the State Department. He's here with me in Washington. Also with us is Yusuf Reja. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Zebra Jobs. Now, that's a web portal that brings together employers in Africa and job seekers from the diaspora worldwide. Also joining us, Bob Johnson, the co-founder of Black Entertainment Television. More recently, he's been exploring business ventures in Africa as part of his work as chairman for RLJ Development. He's on the phone. Gentlemen, welcome, all of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
And Todd Moss, I'm going to start with you. In her speech at the trade forum in Kenya, Secretary Clinton was enthusiastic about the potential of the economy, but she also said, as many people have, that the African Growth and Opportunity Act, now 9 years old, has really not achieved as much as expected. How much of a difference has it made, and why hasn't it achieved as much as has been hoped?
Well, the reasons that Africa is not a major player in global trade are complex. One of the reasons is that big countries, big economies have had trade barriers in the past, and what AGOA did is just take down the American trade barriers. But that then means that African economies still need to be competitive. They need to export. They need to be able to compete with Thailand and China. And that's really where some of the barriers have been. But I think actually AGOA has been quite successful. A lot of the money, a lot of the trade's been in oil, but we've seen very strong growth in the non-traditional sectors. It's just that oil has grown so fast that it swamps the other numbers.
Secretary Clinton pointed to Rwanda, which has seen exceptional growth in recent years. Why is that?
Well, Rwanda's been one of the countries that's been most serious about tackling the domestic barriers to its own economic growth. A lot of African countries have terrible business regulations. It's virtually impossible in some countries to even open a small business, much less grow it, turn it into a globally competitive firm. But Rwanda's been really at the forefront in trying to remove those barriers and allow its own entrepreneurs to take off.
Bob Johnson, when we last talked, we spoke of your efforts mainly in Liberia. What's been your experience there?
Well, my experience in Liberia is one of where, under President Sirleaf, it's been absolutely open to bringing in business and to creating a climate where business can invest in Liberia. She's focused on issues regarding rule of law, contracts. She's focused on providing the capacity training, so you'll have business men and women in government who are structuring deals with outside investors. She pulled together a dynamic group of outside advisors ranging from George Soros to others to help her attract businesses.
Do you think, though, the main impediments to increased investment in Africa are the ones of just basic infrastructure, or are they ones of governance, the concerns about corruption, the concern about transparency?
My experience in dealing with Africa, and I've been going to Africa for a number of years, and the one thing that I found consistent is where there is political stability, business investment follows. And I use Ghana as the model. Ghana has transformed its economy dramatically, but that came about after political stability came, where you had change in power that was orderly, that was done according to a process. And business people feel very confident when you go in and sign a contract and know that contract is going to be honored. Those are the things that I think that follow. Where you find it not happening, sure, infrastructure is a big problem. But infrastructure requires investment. Investment follows, in my opinion, political stability and certainty of the ability to do business in a fair and open way.
Yusuf, you encourage African professionals to find jobs on the continent instead of looking for work in the West. And in essence, you're trying to reverse the brain drain. I'm just interested in what your experience has been so far since the portal has been up.
The main challenge for many of the professionals to go back to Africa is the lack of jobs that could match their own qualification and education that they have gained in the West. Once that is possible, many have shown an interest to go back to Africa. In addition, also, the bad image about Africa that we continuously hear about the corruption, the bad governance, has also become a discouraging factor for many to return. I always use an example of India. India has about 250 million people that live under $1 a day, but we don't talk about that much of on their poverty or that never been a deterrence to go and invest in India, because there are a lot of positive things also happening.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about economic progress in Africa on the occasion of Secretary Clinton's trip to the region. I'm joined by entrepreneurs Bob Johnson, the founder of BET. He's currently the chairman of RLJ Development and has business interests in Africa. Yusuf Reja, who runs an online web portal to match job seekers and employers in Africa. And Todd Ma, senior fellow at the Center for Global Development. There is a global recession. And Todd Ma, I wanted to ask, what effect do you think it's having in Africa? Some have said that the effects have not been as significant as in other parts of the world, but others say that any loss of growth has to be a problem.
Well, Africa didn't feel the initial impact. It wasn't very well integrated into the global financial markets. So the fall of Lehman Brothers that we saw last fall and the real shock that the global financial system took, Africa was insulated more or less from that, South Africa being a large exception. But what we started to see is as demand for commodities, particularly African commodities and oil and some of the minerals, started to decline. We started to see mines shut down in Africa. We started to see investments that were in the pipeline going into Africa, particularly in infrastructure, which you mentioned is absolutely a problem. We started to see some of those projects get put on the back burner. So we are going to see a growth impact in Africa. It's not super severe. But it will depend what happens in the coming months. If this becomes a prolonged global downturn, then Africa will continue to feel the effects. If there's a rebound in prices, I think Africa will see the bounce.
Bob Johnson, what about you? How have your ventures in Africa been affected by the downturn?
Yeah, Michelle, I think Todd's right. A lot of African nations depend on government focus to deal with some of their particular problems, particularly infrastructure, debt reduction, and the like. And when the large economies are focused on their own problems, Africa ultimately has to take a back seat to that. However, I will say this, and this is absolutely true. In any country where you see an opportunity for growth, the risk is great, but the reward is even greater. And if you invest early in a relationship with the government, where the government is committed to transparency, you can do very well. It's a long run. You don't go into Africa and expect to get your money out in the next week. You're in there for a long term, but that's the benefit of being there. You establish opportunities that can expand into other businesses throughout the country.
Yusuf, what are you seeing?
I really agree. There are a lot of challenges. In the economic recession, although it is not felt in a big way as it has been felt in the West, but Africa has been affected, especially by the export market. On the export side, the commodity price has gone down in the non-traditional, non-oil exporting. Africa has been hurt on that area. Another one that hurt Africa economy is Africans in the diaspora, who used to send quite a lot of money, close to $6 billion a year. That also has been reduced. Many African living in the United States have been hurt because of this real estate crisis or loss of employment. They are not able to send money as they used to.
Todd Moss, we're down to our last minute. I'm going to give you the final word and like to ask, what do you think is the most important thing that U.S. officials particularly can do to encourage more investment in Africa, if anything?
I think that the U.S. already has a lot of instruments for encouraging private investment. The Overseas Private Investment Corporation, which is not a very well-known agency, actually helped to catalyze the private equity fund that Bob Johnson mentioned in Liberia. They've got about 13 private equity funds to bring private money and public money together to really try to create new markets. There's tremendous opportunity to grow that. But I think Yusuf actually hit on a critical point, which is the circularity of skilled Africans globally can have a tremendous effect back in Africa. And so the more the U.S. can encourage skilled migration circularity, allow African professionals to come work in the U.S., the more we'll see them go back and start businesses in Africa and really start to see Africa integrate into the global economy.
Todd Moss is a senior fellow and director of the Emerging Africa Project at the D.C.-based Center for Global Development. He's a former deputy assistant secretary in the Bureau of African Affairs at the U.S. State Department. He joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. Bob Johnson is the co-founder of Black Entertainment Television. Since then, he founded and now serves as chairman for RLJ Development, which recently built a beachfront resort and hotel complex in Liberia. He joined us by phone from Italy. And Yusuf Reja is the chief executive officer of Zebra Jobs. It's a web portal that brings together employers in Africa and job seekers from the diaspora worldwide. And he joined us on the phone as well. Gentlemen, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you.